From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, and happy 62nd birthday to point guard Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah's shooting eye still on. He has 16 points in the quarter, 28 in the game.
Yeah, but he's limping noticeably right now.
Thomas goes up, and Isaiah Thomas having an incredible period. He has 35 in the game, 23 in this period. And the shot again by Thomas. Can you imagine the great performance, maybe one of the best we've ever seen in one quarter in NBA Finals history?
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Kent man convicted of raping child. Chief Magistrate Judge candidates meet Cherokee County voters. Public input meeting set for Cherokee County Greenways Trails Master Plan. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath to discuss breakfast ideas instead of a vending machine. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Juan Nazario Lopez, a resident of Canton, has been convicted by a Cherokee County juror on multiple felony charges, including rape, incest, and aggravated child molestation. The verdict was reached after a four-day trial, with the jury deliberating for about a day and a half. Lopez's sentencing is scheduled for May 8th. The investigation began in April of 2023 after a woman reported that her niece was being molested by a family member. Testimony from 11 witnesses, including law enforcement officers and experts, was presented during the trial. Assistant District Attorney Megan Frankish prosecuted the case. Candidates for Cherokee County Chief Magistrate Judge Greg Dowds and Jack Trey Goodwin III, both Republicans, made their case to voters at a forum hosted by Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce and Cherokee County Farm Bureau. Dowds, a full-time associate magistrate with 16 years of experience, emphasized his preparedness and budgeting skills, having worked closely with retiring Chief Magistrate James E. Drain III. Goodwin, a family attorney and part-time associate magistrate for 8 years, highlighted his experience and commitment to filling vacant positions with qualified individuals. Both candidates address issues such as reducing eviction case backlogs and access to legal representation, with Dowds emphasizing efficient case management and Goodwin underscoring the magistrate court's role as the people's court. Cherokee County is inviting residents to participate in planning for a master plan for trails and greenways across the county through public input sessions in May. Two in-person open houses are scheduled for May 9th and May 14th, with virtual meetings on May 16th for those unable to attend in person. The goal is to establish a comprehensive approach to identifying potential trail locations, prioritizing connections, and allocating funding for new projects. The master plan aims to create a cohesive network connecting key places and providing transportation alternatives. Public participation is encouraged to ensure the success of this process. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Candidates for Georgia House District and Cherokee County met voters in Canton, discussing their platforms and priorities. In District 21, Representative Brad Thomas and challenger Greg Kirkpatrick spoke on issues like taxes and election integrity. District 22 saw incumbent Representative Jordan Ridley and challenger Paul Kettering address concerns such as illegal immigration and property taxes. Daniel Bell, running for District 44, emphasized community advocacy and women's health. Topics including election integrity, reducing property taxes, and addressing illegal squatting. The candidates outlined their plans and positions to engage with the voters. Fire at Brook Mill Apartments in Cherokee County displaced residents from 34 units, damaging multiple homes and belongings. No injuries among residents were reported, but one firefighter sustained minor injuries. The fire, which broke out on April 28th, prompted a 3-alarm response from Cherokee County and Woodstock firefighters. Although no victims were found inside, several animals were rescued. American Red Cross assisted displaced families, while Forsyth County and Cobb County Fire Departments provided mutual aid. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and Downsby Lane was closed for about 4 hours during firefighting efforts.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
And now, here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right. So, Leah, another email question we got in. This is from a guy named Doug. He says, I'm trying to do better about eating breakfast so I don't snack on vending machine foods before lunch. What are some quick things I could make and eat instead of going to that vending machine, which a lot of people do?
Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, I don't know what this Doug's situation is. But, you know, having some sort of breakfast that has some protein in it is a really good idea to start the day and kind of can maybe keep you from snacking on those vending machine things. You know, some easy ones are maybe those hard-boiled eggs that we talked about in one of our other segments would be a good one. It could be a smoothie, a fruit smoothie with maybe some protein powder in it might do the trick. It could be scrambled eggs. It could be a slice of whole wheat toast with some peanut butter on it. It could be a Greek yogurt. It might be a good one with some nuts and fruit stirred into it. Sort of depends what you like. So I think to start off somebody just getting into the habit of having something for breakfast is a good place to start. I mean, you know, you can also do things like make little mini quiches and cook them, pop them out of the little muffin tins and freeze them, and then just microwave those. And those could be a quick breakfast. You know, at Ingles, we sell those little cups of, they're kind of like egg cups. So You put it in the microwave, it has little bacon bits. Those are super easy to do. There's a lot of different things to have for breakfast. I think the key is picking something that has some protein with it, at least 8 grams of protein to give you a nice little hit of protein. It's going to keep you more satisfied and less likely to hit that vending machine.
All right. And a little bit of thought. That's all, you know, just put a little bit of thought into it.
What do you like for breakfast?
You know what? I do this. I make a bunch of scrambled eggs. I'll put a little cheese in there. I had a leftover potato. I chopped that up and I make a bunch of that and eat it over a couple of days.
There you go. See, perfect. There you go. Well, yeah, eating something is probably better than eating nothing and then spending a couple dollars in the vending machine.
Yep, for sure.
Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this.
When life throws you a curveball, you need a legal team that doesn't back down. Jeff Heller, your go-to legal team, is ready to step up to the plate for you. A former Marine Corps trial attorney with over 35 years of experience, Jeff knows the ins and outs of the local courts. He's not afraid to go the distance for his clients, fighting tirelessly for positive outcomes. Specializing in criminal defense, bankruptcy, family law, and personal injury, our firm focuses on a limited number of cases to provide you with exceptional legal representation. Don't let overwhelming debt, serious charges, or family matters keep you from living your best life. Give them Heller. Call us today at 770-338-6331 for a free, no-obligation consultation. All information is strictly confidential. Jeff Heller, your future starts here.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts of Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com, giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.